It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is just awful.
So hard, they thought it was an earthquake.
No, my name, that's where you got to hit the hook.
Said, you can't hit your cousin out.
It's the song.
Get the cousin
of the
out.
Summer.
The
it's
hook's got to be
the
there.
Always going to boom, boom, boom.
WIP afternoon show, like Spike and Fritz. Imagine that on YouTube. Streaming live on YouTube. You could have seen us dance into that. Man, I'll tell you, Big Justice's verse in that is terrible, too. I got Pokemon cards. I got chicken bakes. What the hell is going on with that
And
kid?
Again, he can't hit. And I know someone tagged us in a video today of him in a little home run derby.
Yeah.
He got
no
bat speed.
No, no bat speed
no
at all.
No bat speed.
No, the guy couldn't hit it 35 miles an hour. It's got to be the top speed that kid's going to hit. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Your Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies put Ranger in the bullpen? Oh, no, actually, I'm going to do the other one. What do you want the Eagles to do in the first round? Trade up, trade out, or stay there and make the pick?
Trade up, trade out, or stay there and make the pick.
What do you think?
Well, we love trading up.
Oh,
so
we do.
Yeah, I'm going to go with trading up. And I'll give it, I want to say in the 40s. I'm going to go in the 50s. I'll go high 50s, low 60s. Give me 58.
You had it.
Ah.
You had it. I feel like you're in your head right now.
I am in my head a little bit. Was it in the 40s?
You're like the Alec Bowman predicting this. Yeah. The 44.8% trade up.
I was going to say 44.
You're right there.
Man.
I cringed when you corrected yourself. Trade up 44%, trade out 25%, stay there and make the pick 30%.
Okay.
Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is a new feature of the WIP Afternoon Show because the Masters have begun and we have our Masters Master. Right here. Let's get to it.
A tradition unlike any other. Ike Reese on the Masters.
Ah, yes. I tell you, there's nothing like the fresh smell of azaleas.
Wow.
You make that turn at Amen Corner.
Yes.
My goodness, what a sight.
Jesus on the mound tonight, too. Amen Corner.
That has nothing to do with this.
Well, what just is making that? Some...
No.
Biblical?
No.
Church references?
Get out of the way.
Get
out of the way.
Let him do his thing.
All right. We're here. I tell you, the leaderboard is changing.
Uh-oh.
Just an hour ago, Corey Connors, -4, was at the top of the leaderboard. As we sit here right now, he has dropped to second, and we have a new leader in the clubhouse.
Tiger Woods?
Yes. No, we wish.
Shut up, Spike. Sorry.
Tiger Woods. Justin Rose.
Man, Justin Rose is inevitable.
Is he?
Huh?
He's inevitable. It's every time. He's always in the mix.
Yeah, Justin Rose, good golfer. Really is a good golfer. But I tell you, all eyes are on number one ranked golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler.
Where's he at?
He's in second.
Whoa.
-4. Two off the lead. just birdied not too long ago the famous par 3 16th hole at Augusta. 40-foot birdie Scottie Scheffler hit.
Wow.
Oh, man. What a shot. You should have heard the roar of the crowd. I'll tell you, a couple guys that are going to be on the course late today that I want to keep an eye on.
Please lower your voice.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. Matt Fitzpatrick. All right, sitting at minus two right now. Top five. I'm very good with him. And you know what? Patrick Cantlay, pretty good golfer. He's about to make the turn at Augusta. Going to be going through Amen's Corner. We know that's a difficult spot in the golf course that you have to sort of navigate to get to those final three holes.
Again, please lower your voice.
Okay. Well, I'm getting excited. I'm sorry, Jack. He's right, though. He's right. He's sitting at minus one right now.
All right.
I tell you, it's still early. A lot of notable names on the leaderboard. It's good to see that. But this thing really starts to heat up, Spike, as we get to the second and third day of the tournament.
Well, that's, we're definitely bringing this back tomorrow. Yeah. So Ike has to do it at Chickies.
And they have
to,
I think, Rob.
I definitely won't be whispering there.
Yeah. I think Sielski and Ellis also have to bring on Ike.
Yes,
on
over
the
weekend. Yeah.
Go Birds.
Early update,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm wondering this.
We're not whispering anymore? We're back?
Well, yeah.
Back okay, okay. Yes.
Why are we doing golf updates on a sports station? Should we only talk about sports?
Oh, you're so cute.
Should we only talk about sports?
Oh.
Ridiculous.
Well, no offense to the hockey community, but...
Well, hockey's a sport.
This is way more popular than hockey.
More popular, yes. But so is... I don't know. So is... There's a lot of things more popular than hockey that we
talk about. I'm just saying, though, it's a sport.
Oh, it's not a sport, though. Dude, if you can be like 70 and be really good at it, then I don't think it can be a sport.
I don't know how good you would be at 70.
Really?
But I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I got a newfound respect for these golfers.
Yeah? Well, that guy's fat. Who's that guy?
That's thickness.
Okay.
You try walking this course for 4 days.
Look at me. I could do it.
Not easy.
I could do it. I couldn't play the golf part of it. I could certainly
walk it.
Yeah, I could certainly walk it. All right. 215-592-9494. By the way, a top linebacker potentially available for trade. We'll get to that in a moment. Jerry, the truck horn guy, you're on WIP.
Now I'm awake.
Oh, wow. Okay. Listen to this guy.
I'm awake when Jack told me I was asleep. He woke me up. I was taking a little nap. Now I'm awake.
Yeah, when I talked to Jerry and I said, do you want to hang on for the afternoon, guys? He sounded a little sleepy.
You're not driving, are you? Sleeping and driving?
I was pulling out. I had to take a little breather. You know,
yeah, a little cat nap.
When you're driving straight through to Florida, sometimes you might see things that you not want to see. So I got to pull over, take a little break, and then I keep on rolling, you know. So I'm good to go and be down there about 9:30 tonight, trying to work on my left arm tan today. You know, I got my sleeve pulled up.
Oh, I'm sure that's working.
78 degrees out, so it's pretty nice weather down here right now. I'm about 30 miles from Florida, so, and I got another 3 hours to drive.
Where are you driving through, Georgia?
So, I'm in the southern end of Georgia right now, heading to Palm Beach.
Get over to Augusta.
I know. You guys keep talking about it. I want to make that right-hand turn and go back the other way. Oh, my gosh. But I'm getting ready to get my bets right for the weekend to see. You know, I keep up on Ike's updates. And,
there you go.
Help me stay in the mix.
Okay.
I'm just hoping the Phillies start doing something. They helped me out the first weekend, but they ain't done nothing since then. So,
well, they're 8-3.
Well, I know, but they're not 8-3 in my pocket.
Oh, got it. While you're driving, got it.
they're 2-0 in my dollar size, and they're you know what I'm saying? So
I guess
I'm getting half of them, but I'm not getting the whole thing. I just need a couple more good swings. So you know, I still got boom. I say. And I play a lot of baseball. Jackie knows that. If a guy's in
a
bad
way,
you got to keep, dude.
You play baseball now?
No.
Oh,
I was very good when I did play. I stopped, and then I played high class softball
Oh, wow.
for probably 10 years and was
really good at it.
You look like a third baseman. Were you a third baseman?
Exactly. Spike, you hit that nail right on the head.
There you go.
Look at that.
What an eye test.
Yeah.
Corner defender.
Well, you look like you the hot corner, you hit. Look like you caught a couple of balls in the face.
Jeez.
That was wrong on several levels, right there.
I know. I just wanted to say it. It popped into my mind. No offense, Jerry. It was a phrase that popped into my mind. I had to say it. It has nothing to do with you.
I know myself, but I was the best defensive third baseman in the county league for about 10 years.
Wow.
Okay.
Called you the Brooks Robinson of that league, I guess.
Well, they gave me the nickname Nails after Lenny Dykstra, but, you know.
There you go.
You know, because I didn't shy away from anybody. I challenged people to hit me the ball. They stopped hitting me the ball because I would catch. Every time they hit me the ball, they were pretty much out. I had a good arm. That's probably why I can't throw the ball 20 feet now. Yeah. I can't throw the ball. If I do, it's like my arm might fall off. So,
It's that bad.
So, in the squirrel reference, see, Spike, you didn't pick up on the squirrel reference rest yesterday. It had nothing to do with Justin. I don't step on anybody's toes because my bit's the horn. Justin's bit's the Justinism. The squirrel bit.
I understand.
Did you figure it out?
Why don't you spell it out for me?
It all has to do with the ex-wife.
Okay.
You know, the poll's been, and I can't get around. I can't get to the prize. You know, the poll gets greased.
What's up with the greased pole and the squirrel?
Yeah.
Well, because that's, dude, you never heard that to keep squirrels out of your bird feeders.
They can't climb the pole.
They put the dome over it also, so that's like a double protective for them to get to the prize.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, so I got like a double. I got a double whammy of trying to get through the prize, and the prize is just, you know, it's. You're not even close, Jer. I know. It's a hard nut to crack. So.
Yeah, apparently that part shouldn't be hard.
Well, you know.
Don't do that while you're driving.
I try to crack as many nuts as I can, but it's
all right. Okay.
All right. It's too much. Yeah. Facebook meetups.
Yeah. What? You be safe out there, Jer.
Well, okay. Well, I had one more thing.
Oh boy.
So I love listening to you guys every day.
Yep.
And Spike, I do not watch I listen to you guys
there
because
you go.
I catch all the bad words before they hit the Odyssey air.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, so we can edit it on YouTube. Yep.
That's the best. That's why I do that. But I listen to it. I glance. I like seeing guys' responses on somebody's crazy results. And,
Where are we getting though here? But, come on.
Well, I was just kind of shooting the shit.
All right. We got to let
two straight days.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Got to let Jerry.
Calls every single day. Still thinks we can curse on the air.
Yeah. Because he's watching the YouTube and he hears the curse words on the YouTube.
He wants to be a cool guy.
Yeah, he could be a cool guy.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea.
True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Unbelievable. You know the you know who thinks I'm the coolest? My dogs.
There you go.
I get home every day. My wife hasn't been home the last few days. I get home. I don't get home till 7:30. They're lunatics. They're like, take us out for a walk. It's warm outside. It's the spring. Dogs and cats rule can be your home for making sure that your dogs and cats, because dogs and cats rule, but have everything they need for the spring. The lead dog, George Perrini, has made sure that all 7 locations are stocked with whatever you need. Maybe you need to hear about natural flea and tick prevention. Maybe you need to hear about it because your dogs are going to be outside way more during the spring and the summertime, and the ticks are all over the place. And you may ask me, well, I don't know. Tell me about natural flea and tick prevention. I'm not going to tell you about it. The staff and Dogs and Cats Rule is going to do it because they are the best, the most informed, the friendliest, the absolute top of the mountain of anyone who could help you out with anything for your pet, whether it is toys for the outside, whether you need a collar or a leash, they've got all of it at Dogs and Cats Rule. And where they really shine, aside from that, the excellent staff, is pet nutrition. Top of the line. Whether it's kibble, our dogs get the kibble, but they get very good stuff from Dogs and Cats Rule. Whether it's that, whether it's any of the fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, all that stuff, baked, synthetic-free, all those, whether it is supplements, Dogs and Cats Rule, that is your home. 7 locations, as I mentioned. 5 in Delaware. No, none in Delaware. 5 in Pennsylvania. Newtown, Doylestown.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe they should open up one in Delaware. New Hope, Blue Bell, Doylestown, Maple Glen in PA. Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. All right. So we've been, you know, Eagles lose a lot of defensive players. There have been some defensive players, star level, maybe previous star level, who we thought might be available, right? Myles Garrett, not available anymore. Yep. Max Crosby, not available anymore. Then there are a couple of guys, free agents, available for one-year deals, older guys, not available anymore. However, there is one star linebacker who seems unhappy. Here is Crap Sheet, Ian Rappaport on T.J. Watt.
TJ Watt is in a contract negotiation situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have seen several top edge rushers get paid. Myles Garrett topping $40 million. We still have Micah Parsons need to get paid. We still have Trey Henderson need to get paid. But TJ Watt, set to make just $21 million this year, is in that category. Generally, when a player makes a social media post that forces us to talk about it on TV like we're doing right now, it is because contract negotiations are not going as well as anybody had hoped. If they were going well, if things were all wrapped up, then this would be more like this and less like this, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're reading into it. So I think we could safely say the contract talks between TJ Watt and the Steelers are not off to a rip-roaring start. Doesn't mean they won't get there. They've gotten there before. He is a great player who deserves every penny. But for the sake of this argument, right now in this discussion, let's assume that TJ Watt is not exactly the most thrilled person on earth dealing with this contract.
So TJ Watt, 11 and a half sacks last year, 19 sacks the year before, 22 and a half 4 years ago. TJ Watt is 30 years old. Ike, TJ Watt is obviously a great player. Is he somebody, now if you're trading for TJ Watt, you got to give him a contract because that's the whole problem going on right now anyway.
Yeah.
Are you trading a first round pick? Are you trading multiple picks for a player like TJ Watt?
I would.
Really? At 30?
Yeah, even at 30.
That you got to pay?
Yep, even at 30 and even one that I got to pay. And here's why. You know, athletes today are a little bit different than they were 20 years ago. These guys can play longer. The wear and tear on their bodies isn't the same as it was 20 years ago. So when a guy is getting to 30 years old, most people think, well, he's about to fall off the cliff, can't be productive. Now, he may not be what he was at 26, 27 years old when he was in his prime, but a guy like T.J. Watt with his ability, there's a lot of good football left in him, and I would think there's at least three or four more good seasons of football. And with T.J. Watt being lined up next to a Jalen Carter, like that type of a tandem, sometimes it does matter for a player at that stage of his career who he's lining up with. So in other words, if he was the only guy on that line and he's going to draw a ton of attention, then maybe I may think twice about it. But I have other pieces around him that I'm going to get top-level production out of T.J. Watt over the next 4 years. There's no question about his work ethic, his dedication to the game. He is on the track, if not already, a first ballot Hall of Famer.
108, I think, career sacks.
Yep. Seven-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro. He's already been Defensive Player of the Year. He's right there with Myles Garrett. I don't know. Myles Garrett may be in front of him a little bit, but it ain't by much.
And
it ain't by much. I haven't even looked at like stats or anything.
Sure.
I'm just saying I know T.J. Watt had a run there where he was arguably the best defensive player in football.
I guess, and we don't know the answer to this. I guess my biggest question is, from a cap and a salary standpoint, can they?
That's different.
I'm stuck in this world of Elliott telling me they can do anything with the cap they want to do, right? And even when we had, I'm sorry, what's the gentleman's
Jake
name?
Jake Rosenberg.
When we had Jake Rosenberg on, he also believed, look, they can figure it out. But then I have the Eagles telling me, and I have Jeffrey Lurie telling me, and I have Howie Roseman telling me that like they have to make these decisions and they have to have these other spots filled by young players. And I know you don't have that answer. It's a completely different.
Sure.
But if next year you're paying Jalen Carter, and then like, is it even possible to keep the great players that you have that you want to play pay, and also get a guy that you know you're going to have to give the $25 million a year to, or $30 million dollars a year to? I have no idea.
I think it is. If you can pay two wide receivers $25+ million, and AJ is getting paid $30+ million. So, and you got a quarterback that's making the money that he's making and the lineman that's making the money that they're making, you can find a way to pay T.J. Watt and Jalen Carter. And real quick, I just took a quick snapshot at the stats.
Yep.
T.J. on paper is better.
Really? Than Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you trade A.J. Brown for T.J. Watt?
Or at least
straight
he's
up?
Equally as good as Myles Garrett.
Would you trade A.J. Brown for T.J. Watt?
Ooh.
Straight
on.
Up?
No.
No?
Because I'm not trading A.J. Brown.
Okay.
I'm not trading players unless I'll trade Nolan Smith.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, Nolan
well,
Smith.
Well, yeah, I mean, not even
Nolan
of course.
Smith.
Yeah.
Nolan Smith in a first round pick.
Wow.
I'd do that for T.J. Watt.
Nolan Smith in this year's first?
Yeah.
Jack, would you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
T.J. Watt here would just be.
Yeah,
sick.
Man. T.J. Watt with Jalen Carter.
Now,
man.
He's had some injury things the last couple years.
Here's the thing. I looked at that too, Fritzy. I looked at that.
Wow, Ike research over here.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, listen. Here's the thing. Yeah.
Big Masters updated 4-3.
I know.
He's played at least 15 games, except for 1 year, and that was the year when he broke his foot or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he played 10 games that year.
2022, you're talking.
Yeah,
about.
He played 10 games that year, but he's played 15, 16, 16, 15, 15, 17, 17. Like he's there. He's there. 30 years old, Myles Garrett is 29. They've both been in the league. They came in the league the same year. But T.J. is a year older than he is. T.J. has 7 Pro Bowls to Myles Garrett, 6 Pro Bowls. Both of them have been 4-time All-Pro.
Wow, so right there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's right there where T.J. has more sacks than Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett has 102. T.J. has 108.
Wow, and the exciting white? Percentage.
Oh my God, we're back.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Did you say we?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm honorary. Come on, man.
Wow. Multiple delegations.
See, that's how I roll.
Yep. You got to.
That's how I roll.
You know, you're on the radio. You got to roll all delegations.
Right. I love everybody.
Yeah. Jack, would you trade A.J. Brown for T.J. Watt?
No.
Oh, well, I shouldn't have asked you that.
Never. Actually. Wouldn't trade him for the world.
Would you trade A.J. Brown for T.J. Watt and 15 first-round picks?
Not. Absolutely not.
My guess is the Pittsburgh Steelers are trying to win football games. I mean,
they gave a receiver $150 million.
Right.
Well, they're about to bring in Aaron Rodgers.
So is it?
Then they're going to need to get what's his face from the Jets,
Alan Lazard.
Yeah, you don't need
Devontae.
Yeah,
he's a Ram.
Yeah. I like Nolan Smith, but to add TJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Wow.
I'd do it. TJ Watt, Jalen Carter. Whew. Yeah.
And did the Bengals end up paying Hendrickson?
Not yet.
He has not gotten paid yet. Hmm. Interesting. Be interesting to see. So the Eagles have $23 million, I think, left in cap space.
Yep.
But they do have to pay their draft picks. So the draft picks are part of that.
I would have offered Bryce Huff, but I know they don't want him.
Yeah. If we ask people for their TJ Watt trades, they'll be like, all right, give them Bryce Huff.
You want me to get Jake Rosenberg back on? We can break down the cap ramifications or no?
Well, I don't know if my brain can take it this late in the show. I need Jake Rosenberg before the 4 o'clock hour.
And 5 o'clock hour is a lost cause.
Oh, that cooked me. We'll just put Jake on with Herb.
Yep.
At that point.
Could you imagine him arguing with Herb?
Oh, well, Herb would win that argument. Yep. Herb wins every argument. All right, 215.
I got more numbers.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. I get analytics.
Well, I'm just saying 24 fumbles for Myles Garrett. 33 forced fumbles
for T.J. Watt.
Yeah, he's a monster.
I said he was close to Myles Garrett.
He might be better.
I didn't really look at this correctly. He might be better than Myles Garrett.
Well, he certainly had a better career. I don't know if he's better today, but the career seemed pretty close.
Mm-hmm. He's playing his way to being better than his brother.
Yes, yeah. And here's the other thing. Since his rookie year, nope, that's the wrong... That's wrong.
Went one too far with the numbers.
Oh. Yeah, I did. No, that's Myles Garrett's numbers.
Okay.
He's been double-digit sacks every year.
Okay.
I knew something went right because TJ got injured.
Had in 2022, five and a half sacks, I think.
Yeah. Still two good players. The only reason I say that is that we were willing to go after Myles Garrett.
Give three first-round
picks. Right, we were willing to give up even more for Myles Garrett.
We were ready to interrupt our entire show and start screaming at him to get Myles Garrett. All right, 215-592-9494. What is the one thing you took from that Phillies game last night? You're telling me that, Jack, not him. You told the wrong
person. I did that
yesterday. Yes,
too.
You did. You confused the hell out of me. Sorry.
I know, you got all flustered.
Yeah, Jack said something in my ear I didn't understand. And coming up next is the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.